Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hello, this is your Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Don't step on my water. Love. Do-do-do-do. Exciting and new. Where I fight with this microphone. Get online. Oh! They're catfishing you.
I'm caught in the road.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone. I'm here.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
The key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's reality games. Let's love.
Yes. Hello, Atlanta.
Hello.
Woo.
Hotlanta.
ATL in the hizzos.
Okay, anyone from Atlanta hates it when anyone says Hotlanta.
I didn't say Hotlanta. I said ATL. I know.
I still shaded you regardless.
You were wrong.
Speaking of Hotlanta, it's fucking freezing.
It's cold.
We were just in Washington, D.C., and it was warmer.
It was. We were in D.C. last night with Pink Shade. We had such a good time with the Bunkies.
It was so much fun. Y'all, welcome to Venkman's.
Yeah.
In some place called the Old Fourth Ward, which sounds like a military hospital.
Oh, okay.
Honestly.
Now, look.
Like, we're like amputees are, yes, like walking around. Like World War I.
World War I.
Like people like mustard gas and shit.
Okay, all right.
Am I bringing it down?
I will say, Poodle had to make a really hard decision because this is where Poodle's playpen was supposed to be. And it was either Poodle's playpen or merch.
And y'all, you know I will choose money every time.
The only thing he'll choose over dick is money.
Well, and I will say, the petroleum jelly cannons that I had ordered did not arrive from Amazon.
They did not.
The two-day shipping window isn't what it used to be.
It's true. UPS should be called UPS.
You can't get a drum of petroleum jelly the way you used to be able to.
You can't.
You can't
do that at all.
You can get one from China, and it's not the same grade, but you know what? They do good work.
You know too much about this.
Hi, sir.
Hi.
Y'all, are y'all getting some good food? This is a beautiful venue. How about Venkman's? Right?
Yes.
Okay, we got some dick pigs in the house tonight. We got a lot.
All I can see is this, like, lightheaded effect over here.
I love it.
And
I love it. Oh, and you.
Chandelier scream!
Oh, it is a chandelier scream. It is. You have a. Look at that. Oh, I get it. And it's. That's pretty good. I'm going to need to get a picture with y'all later.
That's ridiculous. In an amazing way.
That's ridiculous.
Y'all, who came here? I know this is big ATL spot. Anybody from far away? Anybody come from like 2 hours away? Yeah, where are you from? Scream it out. Raleigh's far.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah. Shut up. My My hometown, but it's not really because no one knows where Pickens is.
This is your hometown show.
You're from Pickens, but you're Charlotte. Oh, shit.
We have somebody else here from Greenville tonight.
Who?
Or Pickens area.
Who? Oh, yo, my brother's here tonight, if he's here. They might have just went back.
If you see a guy who looks like Jake, but is hot, it confused me. Because I was like, what's happening? So I just call him straight Jake. So feel free.
Please don't ambush my brother.
Oh, please. He's like me. He likes people.
Who likes people? Come on.
Come on.
Y'all, anyway, I will say the sun has just come out.
Yes.
We've been in the rain and the gross weather for a couple days.
Yes.
So we're really excited to be here in Atlanta. This is kind of a home, like this, for me, this is the hometown crowd as I get.
It is.
It's always weird when I come back to the South. We've been, this is our first real Southern date. We had to D.C., but it's not Southern.
That's not the South.
There's barbecue everywhere, and it's garbage.
I didn't have any. Ooh, I love your green glitter.
Focus.
This is a beautiful audience.
I know everyone.
Oh, look at you. Oh, well, Maddie in the streets, Poodle in the sheet shirts. Yeah. Oh, you freaky deaky girl. If you put on the sheet, you nasty.
Southern girls and
Proud
Southern boys.
You.
Ain't
there
nothing
you
better.
Go. There you go.
So, you guys, we're really happy to be here. We're also super happy to talk about this messy fucking tell-all.
And
of 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 Days Season 5. And we're also here, we're going to talk about some Lalu. We're going to talk about some pig royalty. We're going to talk about, God, best show ever. Oh,
best show ever.
Michelle Bolero is being boo. We should boo. Anytime you hear the show, Michelle Bolero.
It's so good.
The scariest person in the world, Miss Joy Pepper.
Miss Joy Pepper. Miss Joy
who
Pepper.
Who only needs, it's just sad, really.
Just sad.
We're also going to have two special guests here tonight.
Yes.
We have Molly and Cynthia.
Molly and Cynthia are here.
Atlanta's own. So, without further ado, let's do the podcast.
Let's do the podcast, everybody.
Podcast. Everyone knows this tune. It's kind of a fucking bop, so get into it. Listen, you'll know it.
Wait.
Recording superstar.
Is this my song?
Usman.
Is this my song?
Otherwise known
is this
as
Soulja Boy.
Is this Soulja Boy?
You got me Soulja twisted. Sat on my baby, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I kind of like this song. I'm not lying.
No.
This is too close. Can you move further?
You know what? I'm going to try to do the show, but I got a gentleman wearing a backwards hat in the front row.
Uh-oh.
Y'all know what that does to me. You know what it does to me.
Sir, I'm not going to lie to you. Kind of does the same thing to me right now, And also, I'm trying not to stare at the queso you're dipping in.
Again.
Because both the queso and you are a little too much to take in right now.
That's all of your senses are overjoyed right now.
Cheers. Give me my drink because I'm going to need it. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers, everybody.
Y'all tip your servers here at Venkman's tonight. Tip your bartenders. They're lovely here at this venue. We love them.
My grandma Hazel had a coffee table just like this.
Did she?
It had a door in it, and I used to try to crawl inside, but I was too fat.
Southern stories end sad.
My cousin Ryan Tyler could do it, and I couldn't. I was jealous.
All right, y'all, we're going to start off with this. I can't get seated.
This couch. The sun's
coming
in.
It'll do.
I like the sun shining. I feel like I'm having sex with the light on. And we've never had it so bright in here before during a show. I enjoy it.
Thank you for making that real for me.
You're welcome.
I did not need to think about it. Like, I'm having problems just like... Y'all are getting a great view over here.
It's going to take you 10 hours to get comfortable. Okay, y'all.
You should have seen, y'all, if you would have been at the DC show, my left nipple made an appearance.
Yeah.
It still, did pop still, out. Still need to go into confession about that. So let's jump in. First of all, this season of B90, I went back and forth. I just said that I wasn't a huge fan. I loved the first 5 episodes, and I was kind of like, eh, the rest of it got real shitty people, because we had, like, littlest Klan member. And then she shimmied away. And then we had, like, I don't know. Everyone was like,
I like this season.
But I will say, this tell-all has redeemed the season for me.
This was a good tell-all. By the way, show of hands, who's vegan? Who's vegan? I'm vegan now,
bitch. It's the South, so.
I'm vegan now.
Because I want your meat.
I want your meat, Gino. I want your meat.
A star is born.
A star is born.
If we didn't think she was a star already.
Oh.
Holy shit.
I want Jasmine on every season.
So let's just jump right into this. There's always this weird, awkward moment when all of the people who don't know each other kind of meet. Kind of like when the supervillains all join together in Batman.
Yeah.
And they're all like, I guess we have a common enemy. Let's fight Batman. We're all shitty.
That's true. They are.
And they're all like, hey, I've seen you on your show. And they're like, yeah, I didn't really like you, but you're worse than me, so it's fine.
Kim has opinions.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm not happy with Ella. I'm not happy with Ella at all. I don't respect her.
She came to be a reality star. First of all, no one respects Ella. So that's not a big achievement.
But what we forget about Kim, when I was watching this tell and I realized, y'all, and you're going to probably not agree with this, but you got to admit it, Kim is one of us. She's a fan of this show.
She is! That's the only reason
she was in love with Usman. So she still is a fan of the show that she's fucking on. That's sad.
You know what?
That's sad.
She looked pretty good,
Molly
though.
And Cynthia are like, I don't give a fuck what these people do. I got my life.
Yeah, those are business women.
Those are business
Molly
women.
Molly and Cynthia are business women.
That's right.
I want to talk about one thing. When Gino met Mike,
sounds like a movie no one wants to see.
No one.
When Gino met Mike.
It's like My Dinner with Andre, but more boring. That is a niche joke. There you go. That's my normal audience. One person out of 150. And I'm happy about it. So, there you go.
They're lively.
Who's going to be... There was a woman in our DC audience who I just referred to as Megaphone.
She was very loud.
Because...
I enjoyed her.
She'd had a couple to drink, let's be honest. But she has that voice that would carry without a microphone. And I was like, madam, you don't even need a microphone.
But she brought me skincare at the meet and greet, and I appreciated it.
I love you.
I love a good rose water. Okay, so.
So, anyway, but I just want to say, Gino walks in like this. Is this where I go?
Mike kind of is like.
Is it this first? No.
Charlie Brown's like, hey.
Hey, man. Hey, you know, people hate you worse than they hate me now, I just sent nudies that weren't nudies.
Yeah, see, Te amo?
Okay. What right does this fucker have to be so sure of himself?
He was.
What?
He was.
He was like bebopping and scatting on everybody. He's like, laughing through the whole tell-all. And I'm like, have you watched your season?
Just wait till it's
your
turn. You were
awful, and people made fun of you.
Just wait till it's your turn. It's because we haven't even dug in on him.
I know. You're right.
Are they doing 2 parts, or are they going to do a 3-part?
2 parts.
Okay.
Well, there's less people.
That's
there's less
true.
People,
That's
so...
True.
Well... And because no one wants to talk to Littlest Clan member and Caleb anymore.
Yeah,
so
she's right.
It's fine. So Ben is like, I'm freaking out, y'all. You know, I don't even know. I'm worried Mahogany, we're not really, well, she'll be really offended by what she sees today.
You know, and I know I'm going to get flack for this, but Jesus is telling me right now that Christ is compelling me to tell you that we are lions, men, and these women are gazelles.
So I got to say, hello, all you lions and predators and gazelles out there.
Gazelle.
Rawr.
Bro. And if a
because you know a woman being a predator is just weird.
Yeah, if a gazelle ever attacked me, it's you know it's against nature. It boggles my mind.
I still have a little bit of a problem with the natural order of things. If he thinks all men are predators who need to tackle their prey and rip out their entrails.
That's weird.
Because that's what happens. Because that's how it happened for y'all, right?
Yeah.
You immediately tore out her stomach and lining, and you found her, and you made her your meal, and it's just like that.
Just so, like that. I love that someone's wearing a t-shirt that says, if you can cream it, you can dream it.
Stand up, lady. Stand
up. And you got pregnant. So he creamed it, and now you dreamed it. You're going to have a baby.
Y'all.
A little sissy.
That man sitting here like this.
He's going, he's going.
She's filthy. I'm aware.
He's like, I'm going to go to a hashtag.
This
I don't
is
know,
the mother
game.
Of my child who's wearing this shirt.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You know, it's our fault because we actually marketed that. Someone had someone did put a dick pic onesie on their cat.
I enjoyed that.
Which I still enjoy.
I enjoyed that. And so, okay, so I got to say, y'all, now, even Kim, she kind of had a glow up. Kim, I think, looks really good. They, like, did her
she
hair.
She looks a lot better, yeah.
She looks great. Memphis looks fucking amazing.
Okay.
Her and Hamza look
what
gorgeous.
What the hell? Oh, y'all, Hamza's here. Not here tonight, because...
What? What?
Sorry.
What?
Hamza's in America. Hamza's in America.
I'm very excited.
Y'all, and he's got those hot glasses. He's got hot glasses on. The kinds without frames, which don't really work on most men because they just look nerdy, and sometimes that works. But on really hot guys, they look like gods. Those glasses don't work on me. You would say, hello, librarian, Madam Librarian.
Madam
Can
librarian.
I please have your J.D. Salinger?
Yeah, it does.
No, it's like, no, I'm taking out four of them at home because all I want to read.
It's not the best look on you now.
It's not. No, I have to be careful. It has a little chain on it.
No, it's true.
So I think...
And I will say, we got to remember that Ben said that stupid thing and then Kim goes, whoa.
Did Ben call me a predator?
Yo.
Am I
Did Ben call me the predator? Yo.
So she is ready not to talk about her storyline. She's ready. She, mark my words on Tell All 2, which Aaron from Pink Shade, I guess she got to see
she gets it earlier.
TLC what won't
Aaron,
send us
what
shit.
Aaron Martin does to get those extra tell-alls early.
They give us nothing. We're like, we're traveling on tour. Can we just get this one? So they're like, who are you? So anyway, but she said
they
that
they fucking hate us, y'all.
They do. She said the second part of the tell-all is even crazier than this one. Yes. So it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
And everyone knows that you see previews of Ella losing her shit in part two. The psychiatrist had to be called over.
Yeah. Literally,
and I'm a terrible person because I was like, I want to see it. I want to see them come for her.
I want to see it. Anyway.
That's my Untold Relics voice. Untold Relics.
The tell-all is about to begin, but the last thing we hear is Mike say, I hope people think I'm a good person.
Is that Ella?
That's Mike.
Oh, fat chance. I've got to say, I have not seen a glow up on a tell-all on Memphis. In a long time.
She looks gorgeous.
She looks great. I love the hair.
And she's got kind of
the boobalicious look.
She's got pregnant boobies too. You know, when women get pregnant, their boobs kind of go whoop, and they're just like
do that
out
again.
There. Whoop.
That's just how it happens.
You know, your boobs look great, right? Your husband's just like this the whole time. Just like
sorry.
Chandelier scream. Every time I do it, you have to stand up and dance now. It's like at a baseball game. This is the closest to sports that I'm ever going to get. Enjoy it, Dad.
I'm going
to
be seizing by the second act. quite certain. So let's get into the tell-all.
Let's get into the tell-all.
Let's just talk about normal looks. Let's talk about looks.
Well, Sean Robinson looks good.
Best dressed usually
he looks
is,
great.
Let's be honest, because someone dresses her. Let's be honest.
Ooh, I want Sean Robinson tea, Molly. Give me that.
Oh!
When you come up later.
So. Jasmine looks like a highlighter. Sorry, I think that look on television always looks too garish, that color.
I mean, you know what?
Uh-oh, here we go. And as we said, this is a wig made from like 4 wigs. There's at least 4 wigs that went into Jasmine's wig. Now, how did it grow during the night?
I don't know, it got bigger.
Like Yanni.
It's like she tries to swoop it to the side, like she kind of wants to do what Janet Jackson does with her hair, when it's like big and curly. It's not the same.
No.
It's not the same. She doesn't look like Jay Jackson. I love Janet. Doesn't look like her.
I still have to stare at you in wonder when you put that on.
She looks like she actually like killed an actual black poodle and put it on her head.
It does look like that.
It's not good. This looks better than her wig.
It does. Yours looks less synthetic than hers.
And she drew her lips even bigger.
Yeah, she looks messy. She looks, and even though, y'all, I love Jasmine.
Oh, I do too.
Even with the crazy jealousy, she's unbelievable television. And that's why I want her in every possible Before the 90 we ever see.
Everything.
I don't want her and Gino to ever get
married.
Because, y'all, he's going to try to push that marriage the farthest he can. So, Hamza looks great. Memphis looks great. I will say, and I've been a Jimena fan since the beginning. People have yelled at me about this.
She already looks pissed.
Jimena's hair looks better than it normally does.
No, she looks good.
Because I think Jimena has given us complete and utter she's not fronted about what she was doing.
No.
And that is the most interesting to me to watch. She has not made the best choices.
No.
I still say her problem was she could not follow through. She could not bite the bullet, and I've done that too, where I've dated. Let's say I've known I could get some money and there was a return for it. I just couldn't.
It's why we're taking economy on this tour and sitting in the fucking back of the plane, because you couldn't fuck the producer of goddamn Golden Girls. I'm not kidding. Golden Girls.
That's real.
I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm up at a house in the hills by a pool. And I'm like, great.
Oh,
we've made it.
I was in love with that house.
You know, he had a small dick, didn't he?
Yeah. I've loved many men, but that house, man. Boy.
It tried.
That house and I could get married in like a fucking ceremony.
You and your morals.
It had a driveway. That house had
a driveway
in the hills.
Y'all, that is rare.
And a pool. There was a pool there.
Y'all are like, my house has a pool and a driveway. We have a friend here
from
Los Angeles, and she knows that's a rare thing.
Yeah, but like you live in Smyrna, so fuck that.
Wow.
Why would I want to move there?
So
a Good Friday is Buffalo Wild Wings.
Now, Mike's...
And hopefully you pass out by 9.
Wow. So Sean says, so Mike, we heard you've had, you know, there's been trouble in paradise. And Mike said, well, we've had our ups and downs, but we worked it out and we're back together.
He says, she's like,
well, as long as you're giving me money.
Yeah. And Sean even says, I did not expect that. I didn't either.
I think I'm almost certain they give her some meds beforehand.
Who? Sean?
Because She's never really shocked. When she's shocked, it's usually like dirty stuff that she puts over her hand. But like, if that was me, I'd be like,
I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Should we just jump into Gino and Jasmine?
Let's talk about Gino and Jasmine. All right. Oh, boy.
Honestly, okay. So we only got
filed
like
the K-1.
The K-1 has been purchased.
That means they're going to be on 90 Day Fiancé, y'all. They're going to be on 90 Day Fiancé.
Not next season.
No, like, if they don't put them on, I will find Matt Sharp and hunt him down.
I need to see Jasmine at Cedar Point. Just, like, looking. Did you talk to the funnel cake lady? Why'd you have to call her name? Why did you have to talk to Yogi Bear?
Yeah, they're just...
Is that the character they have there?
They're having dinners at Fridays, and she gets angry at the woman's flair because she thinks it's flirty.
She served you a mudslide.
What is a mudslide, Gino? My heart slides for you, Gino. My heart!
Don't drink alcohol with milk in it.
I mean, some people enjoy it. It's not for me.
By the way, I just want to test this out on the room. Maybe I'm going to get nothing, because I said it on the Lalu podcast.
We did Lalu today.
It's going to get tomorrow. You're going to get it tomorrow.
We had a sissy that said, we would love for you and Jake Poodle to come for lunch to us today around 3. And I'm like, bitch, we working. We got to do it, but thank you.
We were at the hotel broadcasting in a terrible, terrible hotel room. We were at the Marriott Marquis. Yeah, you're laughing now. First of all, this is a disgusting hotel that looks like it hasn't been changed since 1985.
Poodle's in room 4141.
Y'all, it's got like an atrium. You can see all the rooms going up. And my first thought was I said in the Starbucks room to a woman who made conversation. I'm like, yeah, I bet a lot of people try to kill themselves in this hotel. Because you can jump over the rail and there's just like a way to do it. And the woman kind of looked at me like this and she's like, yeah.
That, you get that from Mother Poodle.
And I Googled it and guess what? Like 10 people have tried.
Southern stories, y'all.
Don't build an atrium and not block off. Like, literally, I could climb out there, and I'm like, I could jump off, and my body would just bounce all the way down.
Jackie Wiseman will be so angry right now, because she's going to say, someone's going to show up at your hotel and steal your skin.
Probably.
Probably.
So y'all were at the Marriott Marquis. So come and see us at the bar. We're not.
I'm going to bed after this.
Yeah, we have to go to Nashville tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. So, there...
Don't clap for Nashville when you're here in Atlanta.
Exactly.
What if the whole show was just me screaming at audience members?
So they're talking about Jasmine's jealousy, and then I like that Jasmine says, I regret nothing. I might be crazy, but I'm good crazy. What's good crazy?
Speaking of, I think it's time...
Oh, Jesus.
...for an episode of Reality Gaze Theater. I cut you off. That means stop.
Hold on. I'm using the wig.
He's going to be playing double duty. I'm going to be playing Gino. He's going to be playing Jasmine and Sean Robinson. Really, the Sandra Bernhard, as we've said before, not the Sarah Bernhard, but the Sandra Bernhard of reality television. Sean is going to ask me a question as Gino about a woman who may have contacted me in my DMs.
Okay. All right.
And action.
So, Gino, yes. You know, Jasmine gets quite jealous, Gino.
Yeah.
The blinking.
She does. She gets very jealous.
So, Gino... In this process, Gino, have you contacted anybody else, Gino? Have you sent an Instagram message to anyone else, Gino?
No, I have not.
Have you
not familiar with Instagram?
You haven't talked to to no one that has a connection to any cast member on 90 Day Fiancé. Not one person.
No, I haven't. No, I have not.
Gino? Why is she asking you these questions, Gino?
It's nothing. Nothing.
Gino?
I haven't talked to anyone.
Gino, just tell her, Gino. Just tell her. Be a man. Be a man and tell her the truth, Gino. Tell her, Gino. Tell her.
I love you, Gino.
I love you.
I can't remember. I did not talk to anyone. That's it. No, promise.
Okay, Gino, what about, Gino, what about Jessica?
I don't know her.
Did you talk to Jessica, Ben's friend Jessica?
Oh.
She talked to her.
She might have said to me. She might have said hi. I did not talk, she talked to me first, though. I did not reach out to her.
Gino, you're in trouble. You're in trouble, Gino. This wig isn't working out. I'm fine. I look like Cousin It. Fuck it. Gino, you're in trouble.
I reached out and she said, and I said she's Sicilian.
Yeah, Gino, we have the text right here. You asked her if she was Sicilian.
Oh, you got receipts. God damn. All right. Oh, no.
I need to take this ring off. I'm still.
Oh, no.
Gino.
Oh, no.
Gino.
Oh, Christ.
You were just being friendly, weren't you? Gino's always being friendly. He's always having fun conversation, Gino.
No, I love you, Jasmine.
But you don't know you're
ripping my heart
out,
I need
Gino.
To go. Is this where I go? Is this where I go?
I just love you, Gino. No.
And see. Okay.
All right, I'm done with this.
I must say, they entrapped him there, and it was amazing to watch. Like, they kept playing him. Everyone knew what was going on. Of course he talked to another woman.
Of course.
And Sean would not have brought it up, because Sean has no subtlety at all. Because we knew she already had the receipts when she brought it up.
Because you know Ben said, hey, Gino's been messaging my friend. Because Christ told Ben to tell Sean Robinson. Because there's no God in lies. He had to tell the truth.
He was being a predator. He was doing his job as a predator in the world and going after another gazelle.
So
I want to just talk a little bit about when he would not have sex with her more than once, she said.
More than once. She's like.
And he's like, that's not the way it went. I was tired. And he's like, and then at one point,
Gino says, he prefers to play with his pee-pee than to his pee-pee than to have sex with me.
I wasn't playing with my pee-pee.
You were playing with your pee-pee, Gino. Admit it.
I wasn't
pee-pee
playing with my
Gino.
Pee-pee.
Admit it.
I wasn't playing with my pee-pee.
You'd rather.
What
are you doing, Gino? Gino, if you're not emptying your balls in me, then who are you emptying your balls in, Gino?
That was said on national television.
She actually said that.
Sean Robinson went like this. I gotta call my agent.
She's like, y'all, because Sean Robinson is a religious woman, and you know she went, I gotta go to church tomorrow.
Like, even everyone on the stage, they've heard everything. Everyone on the stage went like this.
And I liked it when Gino said, I don't masturbate. And she says, Gino, I do your laundry, Gino.
We could do it together.
No, I see things, Gino. I see things in those sweatpants, in those cargo shorts. I see things that no one ever wants to see, Gino.
I have seen your University of Michigan socks.
My favorite part, and so Sean says, okay, so you get in arguments, and that affects things. And Jasmine says, oh, we do. And He's so unsexy. But that's what I love, his unsexiness.
His
unsexiness, Gino. It drives me crazy.
His your hideousness turns me on.
You're murking on the back of your head, Gino. It makes me crazy.
And he's like,
I love you, Gino. I love you.
His like weird, like retractable jaw. It's so interesting. He started out as kind of, we could laugh at him, and then he turned into someone who was awful.
Awful.
And sent like revenge porn. And
awful.
He's now pretty deplorable, and it's hard to watch. And you think, you say, please, Jasmine, please find someone else who's maybe just less attractive but less gross of a person.
Well, but she's not great.
No,
because
they're both.
But
they're Sean, so entertaining.
But Sean, because Sean brings up, we find out, Gino, you know, pays for dates. Guess how we met Jasmine,
sugar babies.
Everyone? Where, did you
sugar
expect that?
Babies.
You, I was shocking. I was like, this woman over here was like, I couldn't believe it either. I was like this. But then did you hear Jasmine saying, but that's my past, and it stays in my past. And I was like, you bring up women that Gino talked to 10 years ago. Come on, girl.
Who did you go to Legoland with?
Yes.
Yes. This credit card receipt from 2014 begs yes. to differ.
Gino, I just heard about this American condition called prom. Who did you go to prom with, Gino? Guess what? Gino didn't go to prom, y'all.
And y'all remember,
I don't think
masturbating
did.
Is cheating, according to Jasmine.
It is.
So,
but remember, it ain't cheating if it's with Poodle. So all of your
right,
husbands.
Right, sir.
So all of you straight husbands tonight.
There's a quiet place over here after
if
the
you,
show.
If you've ever been with your wife and she sticks her pinky up your butt and you go, maybe I could. Tonight's your night. It's not cheating. It's not cheating. You're welcome.
Well, there's this whole area is actually quite deserted late at night. So
yeah, yeah. And there's lots of alleys, which Poodle is familiar with. He's like a bat in the dark. He just goes, and he knows where to go.
Hey, boy. Hey.
Exactly.
I'm working through sonar.
Exactly.
I can find you. I'm a bat.
Bat.
Come here, boy. Need help.
So, y'all.
So, yes, they met on a sugar baby site, and that's kind of where we end.
So, that's where they kind of met. That was a cliffhanger. Right now, we're going to talk about
Kimon Uthman
in the second half. Right now, we want to bring up.
We want to bring up.
The stars of 90 Day Fiancé Season 5.
And the star, and probably, I think, the breakout stars of 90 Day's Pillow Talk.
The stars.
Right. I
agree. And the single life. Two boss babes, the boss babes of Libby Ray, the goddesses of Braziers, Molly and Cynthia! This one's for the girls. This one's for the girls. This one's for the girls. You guys sit right here. This one's for the girls.
We're on the couch again.
And you have a mic.
I do. Don't give me a mic.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, you guys.
Thank you.
And you know, and this is if you haven't watched Pillow Talk, these are two of the stars who are authentically themselves on Pillow Talk.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they always have fun stuff to say, or just stuff that we would normally say about these people.
Oh, you have no idea.
Yeah, and we're one of the questions we're going to ask is, or we can ask it now. Let's just talk about
Let's
a little bit
now.
About Pillow Talk.
Yeah,
one question before
it.
We even talk about who
y'all
you are.
Y'all look beautiful, by the way.
I know. Gorgeous. Them, y'all.
We don't I'm come here more
I'm
often.
Not gonna, I'm not gonna assault her, but
I know, and this little stripe.
My leg.
I will say.
Oh,
yes, yes.
Y'all, she also brought her friend Nat. You know how I feel about him.
Oh, my.
I have a man, and I love him. But if I didn't, we'd be fine.
So, are there times where you'll be talking about something on Pillow Talk, and you're like, God, I hope they use this. This is filthy, but I still want them to use it.
Oh, yeah, have they edited out some good stuff you said?
Oh, my God,
we're
kind of
like you guys.
We are raw.
We really should be like doing
raw.
This all the time.
All the time.
Like, and people are like, "Are y'all really
start
do this
a podcast, y'all?"
Y'all should start a podcast.
It's coming.
We will help you.
Yeah, we're our nicknames are she's Stinky and I'm Hooch, and we've been the Stinky Hooch for a really long time. We just didn't realize that when you put them together, it's
the Stinky Hooch.
So
keep choking up on that, honey.
Yeah.
That's all right.
So. Smell you later.
There you go. So if you guys don't know these two, season 5, they own Libby Ray, tell everybody what Libby Ray is if they don't know.
Libby Ray is our custom bra shop. We started in 2006, named after our daughters, Libby and Ray. Mm-hmm. And woo!
Oh, they're wearing one of your bras.
Business women.
And we've
Boss
had
babes.
A wildly successful bra store. We've had a little time with reality before, but
Double Divas.
So we actually in our Patreon asked some of our patrons like what questions they, and that was several of them asked. How did, if y'all don't know, they had a reality show before called Double Divas. How did that start? How did that come about?
Wow.
Well,
a lot of our listeners were interested.
One of our vendors came to us one day and said that he had friends in New York at a casting company looking for someone to cast for a reality show about bras. And, you know, we're like, okay, whatever. And he's like, well, the problem is you have 2 days to submit your video.
And we're not tech savvy.
And we're like, oh.
We're terrible.
And I had just gotten a handy cam at Christmas, and I thought, you know, let's try this. So we do the
Those can be very useful.
Oh, no. We were able to film all of it on the handy cam, but we didn't know how to get it off.
That is the hardest thing.
It was a problem.
Yes, it's a problem.
So Seriously. We
it's
a problem. On Facebook video, and we're like, what's happening? And at the time, God rest her soul, our mama, our house mama, was our seamstress, and she comes around the corner, and she's like, I know you're not filming me for this shit.
Yeah.
She's like very gruff, super crazy, chain smoking her cigs, and we're like, no.
Packing her gun.
So it we go,
yeah.
We sit down on the floor, and I look at Cynthia, and I'm like, we literally have like 20 minutes. And I was like, how do we do this? She's like, I don't know. And I was like, well, what are we supposed to do? She goes, well, you're the smart one. If you don't know and I don't know, then what are we doing?
And so we have about 5 minutes of the video, and I'm like, do you think it's working? And then Molly's like, I don't know. It looks like it is. Is it supposed to be either numbers counting down or something? I'm like, I don't know. And so there's a good 5 minutes of us just doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally. And then Mama behind us going, yeah, I don't know what you're doing. What the hell are you
that's
doing?
You didn't and know, though. That's reality gold.
That's
but
reality
gold.
They loved
gold.
It. They loved it. And then there was, I told a sad story that I'd had. We told a couple of, things that happened to us in the store. Mm-hmm. And I don't cry easily, so except on the new diaries that they're doing on me, you're going to see me ugly cry, something awful.
Oh.
Awful. And I'm just going to apologize now. That's the ugliest I've ever looked on TV in my entire life. Okay? Just going to say that. But it's going to be all right because I'm not going to watch it. But I'm glad I don't even know what I was talking about now.
They put
this
the show
to me
in
all
front
the
of a group of people to view it.
Yeah, and so I cried. I told them the sad story, and it caught their hearts. And then they called us back, and they were like, listen, you made it to the top 10. And then we made it to the top 2.
Wow.
And then they picked us.
And what amazing. Network did it air? No network. Did they come out and film and do
we
all that?
We had 2 seasons.
They had 2 seasons. Yeah, they had
26 I didn't know that. Episodes.
But I do want to say, you guys, this is so inside baseball being in Los Angeles, but to get a pilot
or to number one, to even get a show that is in the running produced, to get a pilot on the air is
such a big deal.
Yeah.
Big deal.
And like both of us have been part of things where it's like, we're gonna go to series. Oh wait.
Yeah.
We're gonna nope.
No.
And so congrats for that. But
Thank you.
To have and well, then I wanna ask, where did you guys meet and how did you start working at
Why don't you tell them how you fell in love with my Spanx?
Oh.
Let's go on, tell them.
So we worked for a super high-end store here in Phipps Plaza, which has all the high-end shops. And we worked there during the height of a very busy bra season. They had, the owner had been on Oprah, so they called us right before to work. We had both worked there but left, and they called us back. And
bra season's just hectic.
Crazy, because when Oprah says you need to go here, they already knew.
The whole world.
Like 3 weeks in August, bra season.
Yeah, everybody.
So she had worked there before, I'd worked there before, but we never met. But I had a super huge love for her because she had amazing art.
She loved me.
She was the alterations chick. I knew of her. She was a designer. She had stuff in the store, and I was like, this chick is amazing. But we never met. So we came back together, and one of the first shifts we worked, I was on the bottom floor, and I was getting something out of a drawer, and she was standing over me in heels in a gold dress. I'll never forget it. And she's standing like this.
It's great.
And I'm on the floor, and I look up, and all I see is the middle section, the guts of her Spanx like this.
Yeah. Split open, wide open.
She's got a new thong on underneath it, but I can't tell. And I looked up at her, and I said, hello, how are you today?
And then she goes, wah, wah.
And you're friends ever since.
Ever since.
I love that. Yes, clap for that.
I love those stories.
That's how it worked. And then we ended up being the people that went in every single room, whether they were mastectomy, handicapped, it didn't matter. We took the people that the others didn't want to take, and we laughed and cried and had fun, and it was great.
We mentioned this before when y'all came, but for a lot of you know, we're doing season 5 in our Patreon right now, which is such a great season. But it is Molly and Louise. So I
and the owls.
So we don't have we don't want to interview everybody. Like actually, Rebecca and Zied said they would be here, but they're out of town. So they would have been here too because we love them. But like we don't want to interview Angela. It's fine.
There's not
a lot of people we
want
to talk to.
These two.
We did not ask Chantel and Pedro.
No, we did not. But
not that they're bad. We just don't have a relationship with them. We're not interested.
We love you. And I feel like Cynthia might relate to this. We're watching this season in Louise, and if I had I feel like I need to have a direct line to you that's called the old girl phone, so I can pick it up and say, oh, girl.
Yeah.
Girl. So I'm watching, and so there's some, that people first of all have some questions about, a little bit about season 5. I think one of it's, we haven't watched this yet, but I know it was a big moment. A lot of our listeners want to know, do you still own the owls?
Oh, absolutely. I think I have about 24 more.
Really?
I have to say what one of our listeners said, and this is a great thing. She's like, please tell her that the owl fight with Louise is one of my favorite 90-day arguments, and she was 100% correct.
She was right. Yes, and you were right. Do y'all remember the owl fight? Okay, so we haven't gotten there yet. We just got to where Louise told your daughter that she should fuck her boyfriend.
Yeah, that was right.
You gasp. You forgot. Yeah. So I guess when, and this is for both of you, I want to know now, like, because something that I think in a lot of our real talk listeners, they ask us questions, and we ask, we don't know if it's just in the editing of what we saw, but it feels so soon that you brought someone in your house with your kids, like, and I feel like probably that's not the whole story. And so, what did we not see? Because seeing you now, I feel like you're with...
Especially with you and Kelly, you're just like, how do I introduce my kids
to this
person?
You're so deliberate about it.
You're so smart about it and thought about it.
Well, what happened actually is I dated him for almost 2 years prior.
Oh.
But once we started the process was when Cynthia was a binge watcher of the show and I knew nothing about
it. She didn't know the show. I signed her up.
So how did you get into 90 Day Fiancé?
No, I signed her up.
You're going on the show.
Wait, you told her to apply?
Yeah.
filled it out for me.
No, I was the one that gave Louise her number when we were on the girls' trip. And then I came back, and I was a huge fan. I was watching 90 Day Pillow Talk like crazy, and I said, girl, you got to watch this. I said, this
Cynthia
is you and
Louise. Cynthia was the brains behind all of it.
Yes.
Wow.
And so, but I wasn't on it much. And the main reason I think I wasn't on it a whole lot was because I was in her corner. And what you have to understand is they want a little bit of drama.
Yeah.
And I was on her side. So I wasn't in it much when I'm her best friend, which was
Well, because you knew
weird.
The whole picture. Because honestly,
I knew everything.
As a viewer,
yeah.
I'm watching this going, Molly, you don't know this guy that well. But you just clarified that for me. And I went,
I did.
Oh,
no, she
you
did.
Did.
And
we both And we didn't know that.
Horrified.
Because the person that I met and the family that I was
not
there,
who came
and
there.
I went and did some ministry work there. Yeah. They're Pentecostal pastors, hence the reason he thought I was an Echicera.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that I was a Brujeria and I practiced all this crazy. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing. I wouldn't take it back, but that's why it seemed so nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what y'all have to remember. We don't see the whole story.
You don't see the whole story.
So
I mean, Jasmine and Gino, I think we're seeing most of the story.
And,
but normal people.
But I want to make it clear. A lot of times, we're not going to see the whole story because it's much less cut and dry.
Yeah.
It's harder to take sides because that's what they want you to do because people feel a lot more passionate when you can take a side.
But in truth and love, I mean, what you saw is exactly how it went down. But when he landed here and got off that plane, who I got was not the person that I was with prior.
So it really was just a...
me, and I was horrified. Like, I was like, what the fuck have I done?
It was like she got the wrong package.
Do you think he was...
We need to send that one back. I don't know what that is. I did it. Because the first time, and I was expecting him because he was so nice and so sweet. And I mean, we'd been talking, everything. And he gets there, and the first day, we're like, I went to lunch with him. And he's sitting at the table across from us, not saying one word. He goes, Molly's like, well, what do you want to eat? She goes, do you want to get the chalupa or whatever and the chicken? And he goes, I don't eat that chicken. I don't like that chicken. You got to get the chicken from the other place. Which was that taco place.
We don't know. It was nuts.
He had special chicken.
You're pulling
special
back the
chicken.
Curtain. I love this.
I said, well, what the hell kind of chicken do you want? I got some in the backyard. It's real fresh. Like,
Well, so another question people had. So, thankfully, you've moved on.
Yeah.
To much more handsome men.
And we have you're with Kelly now, and you guys are doing great, it seems like, from everything we see.
Right? Things are good?
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah. I'm just gonna say this right now. Kelly's good in bed, yo. You can just tell. You can tell, girl. You can tell.
You know, he's such a lover, but not in that way. Like, so nice. Sorry, here we go again.
It's like a dick.
Maybe I'm the one that's good in bed.
It's like a dick, girl. It's like a dick.
That's why it stays around.
Like a dick.
You needed that drink.
I did. No, he's just an incredibly kind human being, and he served, you know, in the NYPD for 20 years, and he's just a great guy.
Yeah.
He really, truly is. He was raised by a single mom, so... His respect for women is beyond measure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like him.
Very, very happy. Now, again, a lot of people, there's a bunch of questions. I'm just going to kind of summarize. But, you know, we saw a bit of the single life, but, man, you and Olivia went through it on that first. Like, how is your relationship now?
Our relationship is actually amazing. You know, she was a teenager. She was 18. Yes. She thought she knew everything. And that wasn't really the catalyst for her being, you know, in the throes of crazy. I know some people threw some stuff up on the web about us. And, you know, she was a teenager trying to find her place. But she's back. She works in our store. She is the Livy of the Livy Ray. Cynthia's daughter is the Ray. And
she
works
there,
too.
Yeah.
And she loves Kelly. Like, she and my daughter, like, if he calls, I can't even talk. They
That's
just
great.
Take the phone and they're like,
That's
what are you doing?
So great.
And I'm
great.
Like, can I talk to my guy?
Would y'all ever do your own? Like, I feel like we have like the family Chantel, we have Darcy and Stacy. Like, I feel like we could do a spinoff
with
y'all.
We want them to. We've asked. We tried. I mean, we're trying.
If you know what goes on in a daily, I'll just give you a quick warm up from today.
We can't even get episodes early, so we don't know shit.
Let's just break down today. Just
a lady who needed a bra that could hold a possum because she does rescue and she needs a place to put it when they're little. Who then showed us a picture of it.
Possum pocket.
In a rainbow crocheted sweater. Yep. She needed a possum pocket.
Possum pocket.
I could not make this up. Nope. A man who loved to wear spandex leggings, which is fine. But
and he rubbed her leg today.
20 minutes asking us how we felt about that and do we carry those in our store. And I'm like, no, but I can fit you for a bra all day. And I got some thongs over here for
men. He did look good in those spandex, though, I will say that.
There is something for everybody, y'all, in your store. I also have to know, has there ever been someone, you're fitting someone, and you're like, I don't know if we can actually fit you. Or you guys will always come up with things. Or I'm always thinking, because I know some women have boobs that are different sizes.
Well, I've made the biggest bra in the world for Norma Stitz. Which, so there is, and I literally saw her at 12 o'clock at night. And I'm never up that late. I'm an early bird. And I saw her boobs come on. I saw her in the biggest bra that they were making at the time, which was a 50L, I believe. And it was nowhere near fitting her.
No, it's like the inside of a wheel well of 18-wheeler.
Yeah, literally.
Wow.
Literally.
And so I'm all visual, so I went and got my son's sheep stretch pillowcase, and I stuffed it to the size that I thought her boob was, and then I made the bra. And by the time, and I never met her, never fitted her, and when she got there, it fit. And it... I don't know what size it is to this day. I don't know. But we always say that there is nobody that we can't help.
And
amen.
And I think one of the coolest things is what I see you guys talk about all the time is especially plus-size women who say, you don't know your actual bra size.
No.
And because the stuff that you see in mainstream isn't really fitted well.
You're right.
Well, no one really looks like that. I mean, look at everybody in this room.
We're all different.
And we're all different. And the thing is, I mean, we've strived really
how many
hard.
Victoria's Secret models are in here tonight? I mean, I'm just asking. Okay, Nat, of course.
Sir?
I mean.
Just when I wear that black wig.
I mean, you know, they do exist, but I believe they're out there on the ice. Eat chipping ice and eating ice chips. I mean, you know, it's very hard to look like that. That's a body type, you know. And the majority of us have curves. We have cellulite. We have one boob that's way bigger than the other. Or we have, you know, all kinds of issues, skin issues, all kinds of stuff. And, you know.
Go ahead. Sorry. I thought you were done.
No, you're fine.
You
don't
want to
know
about
the skin
sugar.
Issues. I know. It's okay. You don't want to know about the skin.
Anyways, there's so many other things. So we really wanted to do some form of like Dr. Pimple Popper, my feet are killing me, my breasts are killing me, but it's with all the stuff that we see.
That women deal with, that they don't talk to their other friends about. Like, this is the thing. I did not know how many people come into a room every time, and the woman will say, okay, I'm a little bit different. And I'm like, you haven't seen this before. And I'm sitting there going, yeah, I have. I've seen it, and then I've seen
I've seen everything,
else, too.
Honey.
I've seen it all.
Because guess what? We're all a little bit different.
All a little bit different. Yeah. They're like, well, one boob's bigger than the other. And I'm like, and?
That's a lot
I'm
of
like,
people.
Mine are, too, and they're made. And they're still different. Like, you know, but these are the things you don't always go and tell your friend because you're like, well, what if their boobs aren't different and they're going to think something weird about me because mine are. And so there's still a lot of people that think they're the only one with this problem. And it's not a problem.
And you guys, what you're talking about sounds like a movement.
It is
like,
really it is.
A
bring,
movement.
It really
like,
is.
The more we can talk about this and like that, because that people feel insecure because they don't feel normal. And the more we can normalize it,
Yeah.
We have a lot of trans clients. We have a lot of people who want to bind, who are going through transition. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do mastectomy products for cancer patients. So you got it. We can do it.
Amen.
If it doesn't exist, we make it. That's
you guys,
the end of it.
Amen. Please, come see us.
Yes. Yep. I have one final question, and this is mostly for Molly. Is your brother single?
Oh.
Oh, girl.
Because he is something.
We are into your brother.
I'm
this
sure.
season.
So
right, Cynthia?
Enough, my brother Jess met a girl from Norway.
Boo!
What? From Norway? Is he going to be on 90 Day?
He absolutely is not. No, he is very reserved. He's a country boy, but he married her. He lives in Norway
and
now.
And she's beautiful and
sweet. And I have
sweet.
Two nephews that I've never met.
Yeah.
Poodle's angry. Yeah.
Well, fine.
Okay.
Sorry to burst your bubble.
I have another question. So, Cynthia, so are you're single, right?
No.
You're not.
She's married.
I'm married. Cougar, honey.
Okay, so then we're both going to do a hypothetical question. So you don't have your beloved. If you had to date or go on a date with anyone from 90 Day Fiancé Multiverse,
ooh.
Who would you go on a date with? This isn't real, so it doesn't. Who would you go on a
Kelly.
Date with? Either because they're hot or because you just would like the good story afterwards.
Well, for a while, Sizzle and St.
John
was.
I'm sorry, what?
Sizzle and St. John was up our alley for a while.
Oh, okay, yeah. We were into St. John.
But then, you know, I'm not so sure because I've heard a few things and I'm
he's
not so sure.
He's kind of showed his ass.
He's shown his ass. But Binium.
Binium.
Oh, yeah.
Binium.
Binium for sure.
Yes.
The sweetest. Same. Sweetest
you know,
thing.
Dick pigs of a feather suck
yes.
together.
Y'all,
yeah.
y'all give it up for, give it up for Cynthia
too.
And Molly. Wait.
I just want to
oh
say, Poodle,
God.
You forgot.
Oh, yeah,
they brought
Poodle.
Us a gift.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
I can open. Don't you
Fine.
Take the gift.
Fine.
Well, there's one for each of you,
yes.
and then there's one that I wasn't sure about, so y'all can inform us all.
Okay. That's the potluck.
Who's more
okay.
likely to wear
oh,
it?
My
okay.
goodness.
Oh.
There's
a couple
throw
of shirts.
Throw me one.
Oh, it's a couple
but
of
the smaller box is better.
It's some wood for your wood.
What? Some wood for
yeah.
our wood?
Okay. Let's see. What?
It's wood? A really fabulous fabric undershirt, but the what's
yeah.
in the small box is better. Oh,
these?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're teeny-weeny trunks.
They're teeny-weeny trunks.
Yeah.
And one is a thong.
Oh, oh my God.
For the country yes. boys.
That is for Poodle.
Me like
Poodle.
It.
Poodle.
Yeah. Oh. It's camo.
Oh my God. I love fresh
I
balls. They
love
got the fresh
camo.
Balls. I love fresh balls.
You know what it does?
Yes.
It keeps you from getting bat wings.
It's the best thing,
the
y'all.
Best stuff
Why
ever.
Does this feel normal?
Bat wings is when the side skin of your scrotum
sticks
to your thigh.
And the guys have to
and
do
the guys
this
have
move.
To do this to loosen it.
That. Keeps them from my husband.
Wow.
So fresh and clean.
Yeah, because when they, especially yeah. if they shave, they get all sticky. It's like that thing you throw
this is
in
amazing.
The window
yeah.
and it sticks.
Yeah.
Wow.
It reminds me of that.
Thank you guys.
Y'all, thank you so much. Y'all, give it up for Molly and Cynthia.
I'm not giving this to anybody. This is mine. Oh, it was so. Thank you guys so. Give it up for Molly and Cynthia, y'all. Okay, while he's doing that, I'm going to get shout-outs ready. It's time for shout-outs! I'm probably going to hold this while we're doing this. You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout, come on now. Don't you touch my thong.
Oh, I won't. Okay.
All right. That's enough, Gary.
That was so, boy, Wheeler. By the way, y'all, we also have some unexpected special guests here tonight. We have Patrice and Patrix from Extreme Woo! Sisters. Yes.
Twins.
I know.
Orlando.
Dreams are made of. Girl, if I knew you were coming, I would have brought my roller skates. Hey. Y'all, get a picture with them at intermission. Okay, but we're going to do their shout-outs. So, all right, let's
all
go,
right,
Gary.
Let's do a little shout-out, Gary. Okay, I'll start. Happy birthday, Russell. Thank you for making my dick pig dreams come true.
Yes. Shout out to my beautiful wife, Ashley, for showing me true happiness and true trash TV.
Gary, can we take that down about half? Mama's voice isn't what it used to be. Thank you.
It's not.
He's thinking about his child, and he's going to get to see his kid this weekend.
Just so. Read the list.
Shout out to my friends, Teresa and John, from Married to Reality Podcast. Thanks for coming tonight. Y'all give it up for
Teresa and John.
John
where
Married
are they?
Reality.
Yes! Y'all, Married to Reality, that's a great podcast. Where'd he go? He can... John's in the bathroom. Oh, my God.
Hold on, John. I'll be right there.
Shout out to Stacy, Teresa, and John for coming out tonight. Love, Missy.
Shout out to my sexy crew, the original Dick Pigs of Abbey Hall, circa 2005, or care of 2005. Love you, Janelle.
Oh, they got their shirts. Oh, Janelle. Okay. Shout out.
Whoa.
Wow.
I did not expect that.
I love this one. Shout out to the biggest cum and dick pig, Jason, from your husband, Trey, for the honor of Grayskull. You know what? And by the way, y'all, I had a special friend here that needed to sit, and they moved seats. So if y'all aren't VIP, let me, y'all get in line. We'll take a picture with you at the end of the show. I appreciate you moving.
To my lifelong friend, Tessa, here's to 40 years of friendship and potty training together.
Shout out to Crossover Sissies and Bunkies. I think that was from the last show, but yeah, enjoy yourselves.
From Bunky Ann. Dr. Sean Bunky. No, Sean Bunky. Sorry you couldn't make it, you're Bunky Ann.
Shout out to this is another one. Uh-oh, I love this. Shout out to the sexy crew, my Abbey Hall dick pigs, grinded from Janelle.
Hi, family poodle. That's my brother.
Oh, look, yeah, where is Straight Jake?
Look, he made it live on stage in Atlanta.
There's Straight Jake, everybody.
Your boy is famous.
There he is.
Your boy is famous. That's what he says. I'm not famous, actually. Not at all.
Well, you are at 11 at piano or picklefinder.net.
Picklefinder.net.
You're the top earner.
True.
That thump's going to take you over the edge.
I make one Bitcoin.
By the way,
if anybody got an Instagram message from me, that wasn't me talking about crypto.
But
someone who stole my Instagram.
He got his Instagram back. All right. Sorry, Gary.
And
just run the song again.
And I talked to the thief, and they're like, I'm glad you got it back. The thief is nice.
Shout out to myself on the most wonderful day of the year, my birthday. Yes, I am a poodle.
I hear that. Celebrate yourself. Tara, thank you for surprising me with this trip. Maybe I can raw dog you tonight.
We're going to raw dog, and it's going to be U.S. of American.
U.S. of American?
U.S. of American.
Thanks to my special Migo Poopy for watching my gaze with me again and for being a great hubby, Allie.
Aw. To my boyfriend who isn't here, but back at the hotel anxiously awaiting for my return with the cuff keys.
You get yours, Dick Pig.
Whoa.
Peanut, thanks for being my fave sister. Don't tell Mags. Love, Big.
Shout out to the New Realm Brewery, Sissies. Cheers to great times with new friends, Natalie.
Woo! Thanks, Katie, for getting me back on my feet so I can come to this show. Love, Linda Ellen.
Oh,
Linda Ellen.
Oh, I love that.
I just need to say, Linda Ellen is the most southern name I've ever heard in my life.
Linda Ellen, I love that.
Miss Linda Ellen, it's good to see you at Sunday school.
Thank you.
Sorry.
My therapist coworker William, who is too scared of the Wuhan bat to come. So here's your shout out.
Hey, boy. Ni hao. I'm going to come see you soon. I'm going to give you something you ain't never seen. Hey, boy.
I'm going to let you read this next one.
Shout out to Maddie for a wonderful interview and to Sleeping Beauty for being true to himself.
Y'all, we had an interview.
Yo, I slept through an interview.
And he slept through it.
Because I was so tired because I don't sleep well
in hotels.
I had to
do it on my own. All right. Caroline, thanks for introducing me to Matt and Poodle. We deserve it. Love, Aaron.
Love it. To Larissa, you are the peanut butter to my jelly. I love you more than my luggage. Yeah, yas forever. Oh, look.
Thanks, Sissy Squad, for all your love and support as my husband battles with ALS. Love, Dick Pig, Kristen.
Oh, get it, y'all. ALS.
We got you, Christian. Kristen, we got you.
Happy first anniversary to my husband, Max. So excited to drain your balls for a lifetime.
Love.
Love, Caitlin.
Kate. Where's Matt, y'all? Right there?
Where's Max? Where's Max? Max.
Hey. Hey.
Max, I drain your balls every night. Every night you drain your balls in me because I love you, Max.
You're next.
Happy birthday to my favorite cousin and Dick Pilgrim's Alicia. I love you. Love, Sissy.
Happy birthday, cousin Alicia. Thanks for being the best dick pig. Love, Sissy. I think that was a duplicate, but that's okay.
We're almost done, y'all. Josh, thanks for getting us here tonight, despite life taking a giant shit on us this week. Love, Jill.
Southern stories end sad. Shout out to William. He's a huge fan of Wuhan Bat Poodle from Jennifer.
Wuhan, come on, have a, come here, boy. I'm going to show you something nice.
There you go.
I followed you all the way around China, boy.
And you know what? I just want to say this for Josh and Jill who talk about life shitting on you. When life shits on you, it clears out your butt for butt sex. So look at it that way. Look at it that way.
To my fellow golden girl, Nemo, thank you for so much for loving Reality Gaze just as much as I do.
Y'all, that is your shout out. You get your merch right here because I swear I'm about to burn these shirts. So get them now.
Get a cocktail and come back. We'll see you in the second act.
Get a picture with Patrice and Patrix and we'll see you in a bit.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, Good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Y'all having a good time tonight? Good.
Woo!
Good, good, good. That makes, we love y'all back. We do, we love y'all back.
Oh. Y'all, let's jump into part two
let's
of the
talk about me. Let's talk about
let's
me.
Talk about Kim. Kim Bali and Uthman.
This is my time. This is my time. I will not be disrespected.
You're officially his girlfriend.
I'm officially.
No longer a potential.
Girlfriend. All right, y'all. Kim and Uthman. First of all, God, her son looks hot.
Jamal.
Whoa. So, whoa. I like so, this lady. This lady in the corner just went. Like every time she thinks of him,
she did just, a nickel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't. Can't think. It's too much for my brain. Uh-oh.
Y'all, did you see Nichols working at Starbucks
again? She's back
again?
At Starbucks again.
The cycle comes around again. And
you know
the
what?
Seasons, they go round and round. And the painted ponies
go up. We're yeah, captured
fuck you,
in
Johnny
a
Mitchell.
Hurricane all of, you. Of sound.
Hurricane? No, that's hurricane of sound. What is wrong with you?
I shouldn't say that. I sang that once, and my best friend who's here tonight screamed at me and said, no! Anyway, y'all.
Anyway.
Y'all, my oldest queer deer is here tonight. My oldest queer, my best
with
friend, our best
mother.
Friend, Allie. She is the reason why Jake and I sing on stage. We were roommates with her back in the day. She said,
"That's right. She's the reason why this happened.
She said, "For my birthday, can you queens just sing together just a couple of times?" And you tell that to two gay men. And 6 months later, we put on a cabaret show in her living room for her birthday
with costumes and wigs.
So Allie Velez Aldifer is the reason why we're here, everybody.
You're not getting any money.
She lives in Atlanta now, and we love her. Anyway.
All right. All right. So anyway, a couple of things. What's going on here is there's a little bit of a talk about Sean Robinson's like, "So, Kimberly."
We don't talk as much. We don't.
You said that you might allow a second wife if Usman wanted to have children?
That's crazy. I can't believe we're even talking about this. Whoa.
But well, you like said
we,
it.
We haven't even talked about this because, you know, we don't talk much anymore. I don't know why.
I know. But I know you don't talk much.
But whoa.
But I kind of need to ask you a couple of questions.
Yes.
What did you think when he asked you, would you be okay with having another woman in your marriage?
I would understand his culture, and I get it. I get it. I'm 51 years old. Hey, all of them are 50s. Yeah, high five. Nobody? High five. Anyway, hey, okay. So, anyway.
What are you doing, yo?
I was going to say, so, like, I'm 50. I get it. I don't want to have kids. I can't have kids. So, you get it. He can have kids. That's fine. You don't have to understand it. It's how we are. It's how we work. It's fine. It's how we are.
I think it works for us.
It doesn't work for some.
I think the idea is it might be right for you, but it might be wrong for some.
Might be wrong for some.
It might be right for you.
It might be wrong for some.
But the world don't move.
The beat of drum. One is born. He's a man of means.
Then along comes two. They got nothing but their jeans.
Different strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes. Different strokes to the world. Woo!
Everybody's got a special kind.
You want to do the whole song?
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody finds a way to shine.
Okay.
Plus, don't matter what you got, not a lot. So what? You have yours, you have mine, and I'll have mine.
I have mine.
So together we'll be parting the bags.
Different strokes to the bags.
Different strokes to the bags.
Different strokes through the world.
High five.
My favorite was this woman who just knocked over a glass. She was so excited at the different strokes.
Ten.
Yes. You can't take us picking people anywhere.
Poodle's been talking about that bit for 5 days.
No, I saw it. She's like, it might not be right for you, but it's right for some. Might be not for you, but it's right for some. And I was like, that's the different strokes theme. No, anyway, it was funny to me. I realize that what's funny to me is funny to like 5% of people.
5%.
At most.
So, y'all, Jamal comes out, and we all goosh. And so, and Sean's like, how do you feel about Usman? And Sean's like, she's like, would you call him stepdad? He's like, no, I'm never calling him that. And he's like, I mean, he's the voice of reason. He's saying, I'm puzzled by this. Like, he says what we've all been saying. No one should call themselves a potential in a relationship.
Well, and
no one should say, no one should label themselves that.
And you know why? This is when things turned weird for me, because the whole Kimbali Usman only works if you think about it in a magical thinking way. It only is like this woman is so far removed from reality to think that this man is her boyfriend. And he talks, and so anyone else who is acting on the outside, all of her friends who are paid, and her mother who's like, I guess you're going to go do this, and her son is like from the real world. He's like, this isn't real. And we're all like, don't ruin our fun.
And
because she's ridiculous.
And Sean even says, do you think Usman is playing with your mom? And he said, listen, I think my mom is in love with him, and I think he loves the idea of my mom.
And I guarantee you, this is not the craziest thing she's ever done. This is like number 13 in crazy like relationships he's had or she's had.
Yes,
and so he's used to this, and this may be the first it's ever been televised.
Yes,
so It may, but the thing is, y'all, he's just, that's why he probably establishes a boundary for his mom. You can kind of start to see that because he's not really emotional about it. Because you have to be.
He moved across the country.
Ditto. There you go.
He moved to New York. You know? I mean, he did so his mom still lives in San Diego. And
you moved to California.
Yeah. We both did.
True.
You want to live by Mother Poodle and Father Poodle?
I love them.
Imagine your dad knocks on your door and said, Hey, friend.
Hey, friend. Hey, friend. It's good to see you, friend.
Jay Bird, did you, I was looking at your garden. You want to do some gardening? You look like he would just start fixing your house and all that kind of shit.
Y'all, my father right now, if I get in a car with him, will tell me the longest stories imaginable. And they never have an end. And they usually some life lesson at the end. And I'm just like, I've heard this 1,000 times, but please, thunder, hit me so it'll take us away. That's true.
Instead, you moved away, and now your brother has to deal with it.
That's true.
That's true. That's true.
Sorry, Lucas.
That's what he did. That's what he did.
So
we see we'll find out what she sees about Zara. And she...
What do you mean, Zara?
Zara's
a real person?
Yeah.
Zara's a real person?
To find out she was an actual woman was humiliating.
Oh, my God. You called her. You called her. You called her.
Well, no, we're not even there yet. But that's what they're talking about this. And poor, I do feel a little sorry for her in a way. Because Kim.
No, I don't.
Well, I do because Kimberly is like.
She is a predator. Ben was right.
But she's like, that's the worst. She's like, that's the worst of it, is that he wrote a song about his ex-girlfriend. But it's not going to get worse. It's not going to get worse. So she's saying this, and then Sean says, well, actually, we want to show a clip.
What do you mean?
What do you mean clip? And so they show that clip that we all saw of Usman with his shirt off, wearing the freaking Soulja Boy necklace that she got him, that she bought him. And he's talking to Zara, and he's like, it's Zara, Zara, yummy, yummy.
You got me twisted.
Hey, my baby Zara.
I wish
he is not talented.
No.
He's a hard worker.
That song
though.
Is a bop. I will. I think that song is a bop. I also think. I love you that he did to baby girl Lisa is a bop. Fine girl from the internet. But I want to say this. I can't feel sorry for her because this is sheer clownery. This is her. She is acting like a clown. She knows exactly what she's made up this reality for herself.
She does.
And she is accepting it.
But also, Usman knows that she is delusional. And he's taking
advantage. No, I agree with you.
And he does take advantage of her delusion.
It's bad.
And that's what I think I feel sorry for, is that he knows, again, like she said, y'all, she's a fan. Like, if she was here tonight and saw Molly, she would have freaked out.
But
and you would, like, she's just a fan. And so
I will say, she basically did the equivalent of putting a PS5 in her pants.
She did.
And having him take it. Exactly. Hey, boy, come here and take my PS5.
But it did. That said, I'm still a horrible person because I laughed whenever they showed the clip and then went back to her and she goes, wow.
That's not being a horrible person. That's called humanity.
Wow.
It's just normal.
This is humiliating.
Kimberly, don't cry. Kimberly, don't cry.
And I like Jamal's just sitting there back with his big dick energy, and he just goes.
He goes, that's fucked up.
That's fucked up. Ooh. Ooh. And so even Jasmine, with her, she goes, I want to cry. I want to cry for you.
I would hug you if I was here.
I'd hug you.
And that is how the tell-all part one ends.
Basically, she's crying. She walks off. And yeah, that's it.
What a great ending when this person tried to clap and you're like, no! Wait.
Well, you didn't tell the last part. You didn't tell the last part.
Anyway, y'all, that's the show.
That's the show, and everybody.
That's the podcast. And
what are we doing now?
That's the end of the show.
Oh, that's the end of the show. Okay.
You know, I do love it when people awe at the end of the show. Y'all.
We have thank yous.
We have. You can't scream encore until we're done.
Dance, pony, dance.
Are you the new megaphone of the show? Thank you, megaphone. There you go.
Hey, y'all, we want to thank Venkman's for having us tonight. What a wonderful venue.
Okay, I'm gonna read this on my phone like an asshole.
Because you forgot to print it out. I did too. I think I remember then. We want to thank Sarah and everyone at ACAST, that's our podcast network, for coming out tonight, or for supporting us tonight. They make all this happen. We want to say Kristen is our booker. We love her very much. Thank you again to Allie and her mother, Cookie, for coming tonight.
Thank you for the goddesses of brassieres, yes, Molly and Cynthia.
I just want to say, she took us to get overalls yesterday, so that was a big help. Patrice and Patrix, thank you for coming and supporting. Hey, is there going to be another season of Extreme Sisters?
Yes! Yes!
And you're on it. Please tell me you're on it. You're on it. You're on it. What? Yes, you are.
They signed NDAs.
Are you moving to Orlando?
Watch the show.
They can't say, watch the show. So when we come back in Atlanta, we will have you. We'll interview you.
So we always say this. We dedicate this show to you guys because our lives have changed, really, since during the pandemic. We're doing a national tour, which is nuts, which we'll be... Yeah, after
us and Company, then there's us. Phantom of the Opera, and then there's
us. We're better than Company.
Stephen Sondheim would...
Company's good, but we're better than the Company tour that's going on right now.
Oh,
did I just throw shade on the Company tour?
We can't talk about Broadway stuff. I'm sorry.
Well,
Patty's
not touring, so screw it. But no, I just want to say thank you guys because you've been responsible. You're responsible for this. Good or bad. But thank you for giving us this chance to do this, and it's very exciting.
Yes.
And so...
Thank you very much. We love our sissies.
The last thing we want to say is...
We know it's been a rough couple of years. We get that. Things are starting to get better. It's still a little wonky, but as we've talked about... Oh, not yet, Gary.
One more.
Not yet,
take
Gary.
It back a little bit more, Gary.
Let's just wrap this up.
We know you want to go see that lady.
Yeah, y'all... He's got a Tinder date, and she agreed to let him do some freaky shit.
So, but I think the most important thing here is that, stay hopeful. Stay and think about something you can be hopeful for. Stay thankful and keep the fuck going,
Queens. Keep going. We love you. All right, Gary. That's it.
Are we sitting?
Yeah. So long, sad times, go long, bad times, we're free of you at last.
Howdy, gay times, cloudy, gray times, you are now a thing of the past.
That was pretty.
Thank you. It's my phone I'm sitting on.
Forget your troubles.
Happy
come on,
days.
Get happy.
Here again.
We're going to chase
the
all
skies
your cares
above.
Away.
Are clear again.
Shout hallelujah.
So
come on,
let's sing
get
a song
happy.
Of cheer again.
We're headed for the judge.
Happy days are here today. Again.
The sun is shining, come on,
together.
Get happy.
Shout it now.
The Lord is waiting
no
to take your
can
hand.
Doubt it now.
Shout hallelujah,
so
come
let's
on,
sing
get
a song
happy.
About it now.
We're going to
happy
the promised
here again.
Land. We're headed. Cross the river, soon your cares will all be gone.
There'll be no more from now on.
From now on, forget your troubles, come on, get happy. We're gonna chase all your cares away.
times.
Happy times.
Happy nights.
Happy nights.
Happy days.
Here.
Good night, Atlanta.
Good night, Atlanta.
We love you very much.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.